Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, he rolled away the stone and was sitting on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards were so terrified of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He is risen from the dead. And look, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you.'" They hurried away from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." They approached, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers that they should go to Galilee, and there they will see me." As they were on the way, there were some members of the guard who went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. After the chief priests had assembled with the elders and had reached a decision, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers and said, "You are to say, 'His disciples came at night and stole him away while we were sleeping.' If the governor hears about it, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." After the soldiers took the money, they did as they were instructed. And this story has been repeated among the Jews until this day. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some hesitated because they were uncertain. Jesus approached and spoke to them, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and gather disciples from all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and by teaching them to keep all the instructions I have given you. And surely I am with you always until the end of the age." You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.